Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, the Vikings have a coach, but will need to wait until after the Super Bowl because Kevin O'Connell is getting ready to be a part of the staff that'll coach the LA Rams against the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. And to talk about what's transpired with the Vikings is Chris Thomason, who covers the Purple for the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. Chris, how you been?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me, Steve. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, what a whirlwind. I suppose as a beat writer in a situation like this, how do you get any sleep? Let's peek behind the curtain a little bit. I mean, I suppose between social media and following up on rumors and trying to talk to sources, you know, you got to be going all the time.
Well, at least with social media and Twitter and all that, you learn kind of other people who know what's going on. I mean, there were so many outrageous Twitter reports by people that I'd never heard of, you know, about Harbaugh. Oh, he's going to be named the coach, all that kind of stuff. And there was one publication in Michigan, the Wolverine, which on the day before said it was a done deal and Harbaugh was being named the coach. It's like, okay, well, he hadn't even interviewed. So, yeah, a lot of it's kind of learning, you know, what's out there and what's real and what's not, you know, that in addition to the information that you, of course, can get yourself.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing, Chris, I've learned particularly, and I've told the story on the air before, when I got into the business, pretty much everything we got from the outside world, unless you could get somebody on the phone, came over the AP wire. And if you were in a studio, in a radio studio, you'd go out and you'd rip the AP wire and read the copy as it came over. Well, I've been around a long time. Computers have changed all of that. But you still, and I think this is a lesson for all of us, be very careful who you follow on any social media or on Twitter, credible sources. Generally, if I know the people, have met the people, have talked to the people on the radio, I have a lot more trust in what they say on Twitter versus just some random guy from Michigan or California or wherever. You got to be your own editor when it comes to that and really be careful what you look into. But there are a lot of people connecting the dots. Here's Jim Harbaugh agreeing to come to Minnesota to interview with the Minnesota Vikings on National Signing Day, of all things. Really kind of made a lot of people go, wow, you know, he's got to be pretty serious about this job if he's going to risk coming to look at a job in the NFL on a very big day in the college game.
Well, that was overblown. Michigan didn't sign any players on Wednesday. They had signed all their players in the earlier
period.
Yeah,
okay.
So I thought that was overblown. A lot of that was just I mean, part of that was in stating how serious Harbaugh was in the job, and he indeed was very serious. And I and others reported Wednesday night that he, of course, was never offered the job. And I don't know if you saw that Detroit Free Press interview that Harbaugh did Thursday and came out today, but he pretty much admitted, you know, he wanted the job, but the Vikings didn't want him. So that's pretty much what happened. And, you know, from what I've heard, I mean, Harbaugh, with his reputation and what have you, figured he was going to come in. He, you know, he figured he already had the job locked up when he showed up, but that proved to not be correct.
Yeah, and I did read your piece where you talk about that interview with the Detroit Free Press, and it is available at TwinCities.com. Chris does a great job covering the Minnesota Vikings. And then it all kind of turned into, okay, the fans got fired up about Jim Harbaugh, or some fans did, and there was a lot made about it. And then all of a sudden, you get the sense that the Vikings settled on O'Connell, but that isn't fair to him either.
Yeah, they had a very good interview with O'Connell Monday night in Los Angeles, and they were very high on him. So I'm sure in the Vikings' eyes, I mean, he was leading the field at that point before the Harbaugh interview, because they hadn't even interviewed Harbaugh. And so Harbaugh, I think, and lots of people maybe didn't realize it, and maybe even I didn't realize it, you know, he had to come in and win the job if he wanted it and wasn't able to. But the thing that always kind of struck me after it first surfaced last weekend, that there was legitimate interest in Harbaugh, it kind of went against what the Vikings, their initially, what they were looking for. I mean, looked like they were going to hire maybe more of a younger, up-and-coming coach, and obviously one also that they wouldn't have to pay as much money to. And then all of a sudden, Harbaugh surfaces, because, you know, they didn't interview Doug Peterson. They didn't really interview veteran coaches. You know, maybe, I guess, Dan Quinn, who's 43 and has been a head coach, you potentially could put him in the veteran category. But generally, they're interviewing younger, up-and-coming guys, and then, boom, all of a sudden, Harbaugh's been interviewed. So it didn't kind of fit the initial blueprint, and then I think they went back to what they had originally planned kind of to look for, and obviously they were extremely impressed with their interviews with O'Connell.
Yeah, and with the general manager and the new approach, and there was a lot of talk and certainly a lot said and written when Mike Zimmer left, that, you know, old school wasn't working, that we need to try a new approach. And often in sports, whatever the sport is, you kind of go in another direction, almost a 180, and you get the sense with Kevin O'Connell that this is going to be quite a change from Mike Zimmer and Mike Zimmer's approach.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Harbaugh and who can be abrasive and that sort of thing. I'm not, you know, he has some similarities to that matter in Zimmer. And you heard what the players said after Zimmer was let go. Eric Kendricks in particular saying a fear-based organization not to go, not to say that Harbaugh would have come in and been Genghis Khan, but still, you know, he kind of goes against the grain of what people thought they certainly were looking for. I mean, when Mark Wilf talked after Zim was fired, he talked about a coach who could collaborate, has great communication skills, that sort of thing, and that doesn't exactly seem to fit Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah. So Kevin O'Connell, the Vikings await, introduce after the Super Bowl and move forward, and there's a lot of decisions to be made. And since they landed on O'Connell, there's been a lot of talk about what does this mean for the future of Kirk Cousins. Are they going to keep Kirk? Are they going to redo his deal and extend him? We really don't know that yet, but there, as we've talked before, a ton of big decisions to make on both sides of the ball with this football team.
Yeah, I'd call the Kirk Cousins thing 50-50 right now. It's totally up in the air. I'm sure it came out during the interview process, but obviously O'Connell has been with Kirk Cousins before. He was Washington's quarterback coach in 2017, has a history with him, so I certainly never heard of any, I haven't heard of any friction that they had or what have you, but so yeah, O'Connell and Cousins, it would seem, can work together, but you got the $35 million guaranteed salary this season, $45 million cap number, taking up 21.6% of the cap. I mean, can you move forward with that kind of burden on a quarterback who's at a 500 record? So, I mean, I think it's 50-50, and they've got time to talk about it and time to explore, but if they're thinking about moving on from Kirk Cousins, they obviously have to have a quarterback in mind to replace him. I mean, either somebody they can trade for or a free agent that they pretty much think they could snag right when the free agency starts.
Yeah, and Chris, I think for Viking fans and, you know, around the water cooler, talking to people I know that follow the game and just getting a fan's perspective, that they're all wondering, are the Vikings going to move into full rebuild mode? Did they tell the new general manager and the new and we don't know that because we weren't specifically in the room when they discussed all of these things. But do you get any sense that the Wilfs would accept, yep, we're gonna tear this thing down, we're gonna start over, or are they gonna try and retool on the fly and stay competitive? You know, because there are issues with this football team, and they became pretty clear the last couple of years.
No, I don't think it'll be a tear-down rebuild. That's not the Wilfs' history. That goes against everything that they stand for. And Mark Wilf came right out after Spielman and Zimmer were fired and said that this is not a rebuilding job. But the question is, do they kind of try to do maybe what they did in 2020, where they tried to kind of rebuild and be competitive at the same time?
Yeah.
Then, of course, they went when not bringing back all those free agents, mainly on defense, thinking that young guys could do the job, and then they go 7-9, and that didn't work. So do they still try something like that and think that, well, if we do this time it'll work? That remains to be seen, obviously.
Yeah, and that's going to be a tall order, and the general manager and head coach have got to dig in, and then beyond that, put a staff together. There's a lot of heavy lifting to do. These guys are going to be busy.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And also, I mean, I don't have the exact day that Zimmer was named coach in 2014, but when it all shakes out, it'll probably be about a month later. I mean, Zimmer was pretty much named coach in mid-January, and O'Connell will start in mid-February after the Super Bowl, so you're already a month behind in that standpoint. So that'll be interesting to see how quickly they can get up to speed, because free agency will start just a month after O'Connell takes over, and then obviously, you know, draft preparations are already in full swing.
Yeah, it is just 100% a year-round business, and there won't be any rest. And it's a good thing Kevin O'Connell is younger, because he's going to need that energy.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be sleeping at the office plenty.
Yeah, and Kwesi Adofo-Mensa, the general manager, certainly he's already been able to hit the ground running, and I think anybody in his position has a pretty good idea on all the veteran guys in the NFL, and already have a pretty good handle on what's going to be available in the next draft class. I'm sure, you know, he's all over the entire situation, so it's not like they can't do anything until Kevin O'Connell comes to town and they fill out their staff.
Yeah, and they've got a solid scouting staff. Jamal Stevenson, Ryan Monans are down at the Senior Bowl, obviously, this week. So the scouting staff is all in place and that sort of thing. So they're doing their jobs. And I did talk to one person on staff there, and he said that the coaching staff, I mean, they're all in there doing their jobs. I mean, some have left to take other jobs, but those who are still under contract are working as if they had a head coach who was right there in the office. I mean, they're getting their work done.
All right. Well, Chris, always good to visit with you. And by the way, is that book you did still available on sale right now?
Oh, yeah. It'll certainly still be available. Just go to Amazon.com with my name, Chris Thomason, Thomasson, Minnesota Vikings, all-time all-stars. And I appreciate it when I come on that you make mention of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You put a lot of work into that thing, and I know Viking fans, if you haven't seen it already, will certainly enjoy it. So once again, the Minnesota Vikings all-time all-stars, the best players at each position for the purple and gold. Chris Thomason covers the Vikes for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. Always good to visit with you, Chris. Take care.
Likewise, Steve. Thanks a lot.
All right, there he is, Chris Thomason, joining us here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. Sports to the max here on a Friday night. Big thanks to Chris Thomason for joining on the program. Still come a little bit later on, my good friend Kevin Lynch will join us. We will talk Timberwolves. He's the Bally Sports North Timberwolves analyst. And Ken Polly, boys hockey coach at Benilde St. Margaret's, ranked number 3 in the latest poll. And the boys hockey season winding down here in the next couple of weeks, and then it's on to sections. And then in early March, of course, the big state hockey tournament at the X in St. Paul. PGA Tour, one of my favorite events. The old clam bake. It's been called that for a long time. Of course, Bing Crosby hosted this event a long, long time ago. Now it's the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And one of my favorite regular stops on the PGA Tour. And it's hard to beat the visuals every year out at Pebble Beach. Seamus Power is your leader. He is at 16 under par, back-to-back 64s. He has a 5-shot lead over Andrew Putnam, Tom Hoge, and Adam Svensson, a Canadian. Troy Merritt, another, you know, Hoagie from Fargo. Troy Merritt, he's in a tie for 8th at 9 under par. And Merritt played at Spring Lake Park and now lives out in Idaho. But Troy Merritt, a 68 and then a 67. 5 under 67 at Pebble Beach today. Jason Day is also in that group at 9 under par. And let's see if we have any other big names in the hunt at Pebble Beach. Justin Rose, former Olympic champion down in Brazil. He's at 6 under par. But right now, kind of a runaway. Seamus Power at 16 under par, a 5-shot lead over a group, including Tom Hoge at Pebble Beach. And I look forward to maybe catching a highlight or two of that a little bit later on. The Olympics are underway in Beijing, and people want to say, well, the Olympics and politics. I'm sorry, the Olympics and politics are always tied together because of the nature of who's hosting. And when the International Olympic Committee puts the Olympic Games in countries that are dictatorships, like China, and Russia, there's always going to be politics involved. And that's what they are. They are dictatorships, whether it's a communist dictatorship or an authoritarian regime like Putin's in Russia when the Olympic Games were in Sochi a while back. That's what they are. They're dictators. And it's hard not to. And I caught part of the opening ceremonies this morning when I was getting ready to go to my full-time job. And helping my daughter get ready for the day. And I'm just thinking to myself that it just becomes harder to overlook that. Now, obviously, I'm supporting the athletes, particularly the athletes from the United States that are competing and have dedicated their lives, whether it's to cross-country skiing or hockey or whatever the endeavor, curling. I'm into it, and I will watch the figure skating in particular. There's great interest. My wife and daughter want to watch a figure skating competition. I'm fine with that. I'll catch some hockey games. I'll probably sample some curling and some skiing and some of the other events. But it's hard not to think about these countries who are truly adversaries, and that is China and Russia. And this morning to see Xi and Putin and put on their show, and obviously there's no diplomatic delegation from the United States, but it's hard not to root even harder for the USA or for that matter our friends from Canada in these Winter Olympics, because I just can't get beyond the fact that those are dictatorships, and they're having the Olympic Games in a country like China that isn't free, or for that matter, Putin's there, and what he stands for. So it is political, and it is political for me. This is like the old days, the old Soviet Union and USA and Lake Placid and the Miracle on Ice. No, it's not quite like that, but there's still that feeling, and I get the strong sense that they are adversaries, and anybody who doesn't think that they are adversaries. There's no question about that. And it's too bad. Once again, I root on our athletes, but I just can't help but think that politically we're miles apart. It is 7:30. Here at News Talk, 830 WCCO 11, update on the weather. And we've got a lot to get into. All-Star Weekend in the NHL, the NBA All-Star Game is coming up. We'll talk a little bit about that. As I mentioned, we'll talk more Timberwolves with Kevin Lynch. We'll talk high school hockey with Ken Pauley here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. Sports to the max. Steve Thompson in for Mike Max, Chris Tubbs, our producer, Henry Lake in early, getting ready for the big show tonight between 9 and 11. And Henry, I understand you witnessed a protest on the streets just outside of WCCO Radio downtown, and I would assume this is associated with the shooting death of Amir Locke at the hands of police. There's been a lot of coverage online, a lot of coverage here on air of the aftermath of that shooting, and you and Chris Tubbs witnessed that protest mm-hmm. move through the area.
Yeah, you know, so we're accustomed to protests, right, with all yeah. that's been happening here the last couple of years in the midst of what occurred with George Floyd, and then also what we had happen in Brooklyn Center with Dante Wright. Yeah. But those were warm climate, you know, summertime, springtime situations where people could get out and about and they could, you know, actively, you know, march and protest and stuff like that. You know, now it's we're talking about below zero temperatures, right? So right. you're not going to have people protesting in that same way. But what they're doing now tonight, and it's not by us here near the radio station right now, but there's a caravan of people in their cars, you know, honking their horns and chanting, and some of the people are getting out of their cars at stoplights and holding up signs and stuff like that, letting it be known that what happened with the senseless tragedy of Amir Locke being killed a couple of days ago just is unjust and is not right. So they're letting their voices be heard. Yeah. There's no telling where those people are going to drive to, but I would assume that they're going to be all over the Twin Cities this evening.
Yeah, and Henry, it's another situation. No knock warrants. This is not new. It's been very controversial for a long time.
Yeah.
And here we have the body cam footage. Everybody's seen it, or anybody who's paying attention has seen it. And people are asking the same questions.
Well, you know,
what is going on here?
Yeah, and to me, I don't know how you felt about it, but, you know, for me, Steve, it felt like we were back with a Breonna Taylor situation in Louisville, Kentucky. That's essentially what comes
Absolutely.
To mind. And, you know, I'll tell you the toughest thing about the last 24 hours for me has been, it's been two things. First and foremost, the fact that there's a family and a community without a young man who shouldn't have died. He was not any part of, he was not a suspect, and he was not named on this warrant, number one. He should still be with us. Number two, the part that was really tough for me last night was I turned to Hammer, and I turned to Chris, and I asked them both. I said, have you seen the video, you know, the body camera footage, right? Because it had been released, I want to say, maybe like 90 minutes or a couple of hours before my show, and they said they had not seen it. I am not somebody that wants to see stuff like that. I'm not a thrill seeker in that way because this is not a movie. This is real life. And so for me, I didn't want to see it. But at the same time, Steve, I felt like I needed to, even though I didn't want to, just to be able to have context and just to be able to speak to it when we're talking about talking to our listening audience with some, you know, with just being authentic about what you say because it's based on the context of what you actually saw with your own eyes.
Right. And
it was tough. I can't even see it now.
Right. And you brought up Breonna Taylor and this concept of someone can come bursting through your door unannounced, the no-knock warrant, and now there's a moratorium, and there was supposed to be a moratorium. There's some confusion about that. And I think it all gets back to the same thing. What is the policy going to be going forward? And I understand on search warrants are a part of the process. I understand that. But the no-knock warrant seems to me, as just a lay person, an outside observer, creating a situation where horrible tragedies, just like we witnessed here, can happen.
Yeah, and let me say something. I talked to somebody in law enforcement earlier today, and they expressed to me, or the comment that they made, one of the many comments that they said to me today was, it's so bad that here in Minneapolis, we can't get out of our own way. We have been the epicenter for so much over the course of the last year and a half, and here we are again. And that's frustrating for people in law enforcement that want to get it right.
Sure. Well, and I heard something on one of our newscasts that St. Paul and Minneapolis were working together on this, and that St. Paul hadn't done a no-knock warrant in 5 years. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the number I remember.
I hadn't heard that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then at Minneapolis and their involvement in this investigation and serving of this warrant were insisting on the no-knock warrant. So I think there needs to be an understanding of what that is, why that's a tool. There's now a moratorium. And obviously in this situation, it led to a tragic circumstance that nobody wants to see.
Yeah.
And I think, Henry, you and I can certainly agree on this. How do we keep this stuff from happening again? You know, how do we move forward and what can we do to make sure this sort of stuff doesn't happen?
I'll reiterate, Steve, that we need better police training. We need true reform because, as I said last night, what politicians try to speak to us about not last July, but the prior July, right after George Floyd was killed. That's just crumbs off the table, man. And stop playing with the people. We need to talk about real reform. We need real action. And right now we're not getting it.
Yeah. That's just another tragedy. And once again, something for the city and our state and our country to collectively try to overcome and get better from it.
Yep.
And I hope that happens.
Yep. Appreciate it, Steve.
All right, Henry. Henry Lake coming up later tonight, late night between 9 and 1 a.m. on this Friday night. And as he mentioned, a little bit earlier tonight, he witnessed it, caught some video, our producer Chris Tubbs. There was apparently some sort of moving motor vehicle protest moving through downtown Minneapolis. We'll continue to keep an eye on this story. And, of course, more online at WCCRadio.com. We'll have another update from our newsroom at 8 o'clock, and of course, bring you any new developments at once. Here in the Twin Cities, it is 3 degrees. Our wind chill stands at 9 below zero. But we've got some positivity on the weather front. When we come back, we'll get back to sports. It is All-Star Weekend in the NHL. And whenever we get to an All-Star Weekend, I'd love to have this debate. What's the best All-Star game? What's the worst All-Star game in sports? We'll get into that in a moment here on News Talk. E3OWCCO. If you have the Odyssey app, you may have received an alert that the streets are blocked by protesters around the Bolero Flats apartment homes in the area of 1117 South Marquette Avenue. So if you're downtown, be aware of that if you're in the downtown area. But we had talked about that with Henry Lake. But once again, there are a number of motor vehicles in the area of that area of South Marquette. So be aware of that. We'll continue to keep you up to date here on News Talk 830-WCCO. But my brother happened to be downtown and noticed increased traffic and gridlock at times in the area of that apartment building in downtown Minneapolis. So be aware of that. It is All-Star Weekend in the NHL. And Chris Tubbs joining us. And, you know, we always throw out topics. You know, what are we going to talk about? Well, we had the Wild and the Timberwolves out of the gate. We talked Vikings with Chris Thomason, and they have their head coach. But he won't be at TCO Performance Center until after the Super Bowl. He's a little busy right now preparing the Rams to play the Bengals in the big game a week from Sunday. And then every year I think about the All-Star games. And in reality, some of the other festivities are a big part. It's an honor for the players. The games in general are terrible. And for me, the only game that makes any sense and the only game that they can actually play, in my opinion, in real speed, and it looks as much like the regular product as it does during a regular season, is MLB. It's the king of the All-Star games. It always has been. Forget about that tie in Milwaukee all those years ago.
Oh, Vicente Padilla. You don't forget about Vicente Padilla.
But, you know, MLB is my favorite All-Star game, and I came up with a power ranking, and okay. So did Chris Tubbs.
Yes.
And you can't argue, Chris, that MLB is king, that they've got the All-Star game right, because pitchers can pitch, and players can take their at-bats and can play defensively. Because we all know in the NBA and in the NHL and in the NFL Pro Bowl game, they ain't playing any defense.
No,
they're not guarding anybody.
Well, if we still would have had the home field advantage to the winner of the Major League Baseball All-Star game, this would have been way down the list. But since they scrapped that back in 2017... I have gone back to it, although I will say before we really get into it, Steve, with all of these All-Star games, I know why they've gone to the All-Star jerseys, but I really, really loved when you could watch the Twins, and when they were really bad, Tom Brunansky makes the All-Star game, right? And he's wearing a Twins baby blue jersey with the 24, and you're like...
See, I totally agree, and I know it's about merch.
It's all about merch. Yeah, it's all about merchandising. I get it, but wear your team's jerseys, for crying out loud.
The home unis or the road unis. Now, the problem is, outside of, say, the Tigers and the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Cardinals, everybody's got alternates, and you don't know what they wear at home, and you don't know, you know. But I agree. I think it would be cool if the players would wear their team's uniform. That would be a good ad to the All-Star game. But I think the way it's formatted right now, I like the idea that you get a player from every team. Even if the team generally stinks, you get a player in the game.
Well, because you look forward to your player, right? The guy that's representing your team, that's the reason why some people might watch.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that's why people from the Orioles want to watch. For Cedric Mullins, you know what I mean? It's like you got your guy that you can root for.
Yeah, exactly. You want to see your guy, and you want to see your guy in the game. Mm-hmm. I also like it because it's summer. It's the mid-summer classic.
Yeah.
I like that part of it as well. And generally, the sports calendar is quiet. It's all about the All-Star game that night. Now, I know there's other things that filled in around it, and they've tried to create counter-programming. But what I generally like is that's the focus. When the game is played on a Tuesday night, that's the big deal. Maybe I don't catch the whole thing, but I always try to tune in and catch the All-Star game. After that, it gets murky. Now, I'll give you my power rankings real quick.
Okay.
I've got the NHL and NBA, and really you can throw a hula hoop around them, 2-3, you know, mix match. I just picked the NHL All-Star game number 2. And then you got the NBA. But there's absolutely no defense played. I mean, these are literally scrimmages. These are literally guys just out there having fun, which isn't terrible, but to call it a game is a stretch. And then there's the Pro Bowl. I have absolutely no idea, and I've said this for years, why they even bother with the Pro Bowl. Number one, risk of injury is so great. But number two, it doesn't resemble even the preseason product, which is terrible, let alone a regular season or a playoff game. So why bother with the Pro Bowl? All right, Chris, go.
All right. I actually, while you were talking about that, I actually moved the Pro Bowl up to number two.
Okay. You did.
I did, yes.
You did an edit on the fly.
Yeah, I did. And then I've got the NBA, and then I've got the NHL.
Okay.
I can put all three of those together. They're too gimmicky, right? I mean, the NBA, I had the NBA number two, but then you've got this whole, you know, the first team to 21 wins. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're breaking it up by quarters. Too gimmicky. Yeah. The NHL, I don't even know what their format is anymore. I mean, I don't even know, you know, and the same with the NBA. It's, you know, team LeBron versus team Durant or whatever. At least the Pro Bowl, I know what I'm going to get. It's an exhibition. Yeah, there's very little effort being put into it. One of the very first Pro Bowls I remember was Chris Warren from the Seahawks just going nuts. And I remember, like, I always wanted to go to the Pro Bowl when it was in Honolulu because it always it always looked like fun. It's like, that's the one thing that I wanted to do. The NBA, NHL, little too gimmicky for me. So that's why I put the Pro Bowl at number two. But
you hit on something that I totally agree with. Go back to the old East versus West.
Yeah.
In these All-Star games. And then the Pro Bowl, take out the blocking and tackling. Let's see these top players in football play an old-fashioned flag football game. I'd be fine with that.
As long as you don't do it on the beach, because that's what ruined Robert Edwards' career.
Yeah. All right, we got to run. We got all the news. We'll talk Timberwolves. Kevin Lynch from Valley Sports North here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.